reconvene as the Desert Research Institute Research Foundation. We will go to item one, public comment.
No public comment.
Thank you, Carrie. Item two is the annual report. And to deliver that annual report is Trustee Tina Quigley.
Hi. Thank you, Chairman DeBrava and Regents, for this opportunity to update you on the activities of DRI Foundation, Desert Research Institute Foundation, over the last year, and also share with you some of our future plans. The foundation is very excited about their future at this point. We've got renewed energy and purpose, largely due to the Regents' appointment of Dr. Kamud Acharya as the permanent president of DRI. Kamud comes with a lot of credibility, great relationships with faculty, with scientists, and also with the board. A lot of respect, a lot of enthusiasm, looking forward to seeing what we can all do together. We're also excited to welcome Mike Benjamin and Ken Ladd back to the DRI Foundation Board of Trustees as our incoming board chair. Mike Benjamin will be our incoming chair, and Ken Ladd, our treasurer. We're also fortunate to have Nora James, who is a well-known constituent here throughout Nevada, and also Dr. Ronald Smith as new trustees. Their experience and passion for DRI will strengthen our ability to support the success of DRI, and we're continuing to expand our Board of Trustees. We've taken a lot of care to take a look at the existing board members we have, to develop a skills and experience matrix, and start targeting board members that we think can amplify our efforts. 2020, I was listening to Sean Davidson's report, and I thought, gosh, I can just hit ditto on pretty much everything that he said. 2020's been a challenging year for all of us as individuals, institutions, and a global society. The pandemic required that we postpone our 2020 Nevada Metal Science Award ceremony. And I'm happy to report on behalf of our trustees that it's been rescheduled as a virtual event that'll be held in April, on April 20th of 2021. And we're really excited about who we're going to be honoring, our medal winner. We're going to be awarding to Dr. Catherine Sullivan. She is the first American woman to walk in space. She's the former administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, as we know it. She's also the first woman to dive to the deepest part of the Earth's oceans. And so she will be our Nevada Medal honoree. We look forward to it. Her spirit of scientific exploration, innovation, and discovery is shared by our faculty at DRI staff. Our incoming vice chair, Nora James, is leading the creation of what will be an exciting event that will reach our traditional audience of Nevada businesses, educational, scientific, and government leaders, as well as an expanded and statewide audience. Now, in addition to recognizing Dr. Sullivan, the medal event will also highlight DRI's Innovation Research Program. And this is a program that the foundation funds. So as all of you know, DRI faculty members are non-tenured and they are responsible for their own salaries through external contracts and grants. So sometimes getting the seed money that you need just to start to collect enough data or to get a project moving far enough that you can actually go after a grant or contract is really important. So the foundation has created the Innovation Research Program, and our scientists, they have to approach things a little bit different. They've got to approach things through kind of this blend of academic rigor and also private sector pragmatism. So this program is really aimed to help them do that. We fund breakthrough science through seed grants to address some of our planet's most challenging environmental problems. And in early 2020, we had six new seed grants that were awarded to explore big questions related to climate, weather, air quality, health risks. And we also held the very first conversations. We called it a conversation with DRI innovators webinar. And we got to present some of the science that was really fun, like using canines to actually smell underwater and to find bodies underwater. We met with a scientist who's working on a microplastics program, and we learned that microplastics may actually be emitted through sources we didn't even expect, like our laundry dryers. So she's studying that. Really interesting stuff. So excited about that. I got to get back to my notes. I get kind of excited about this. So last month we did host our very first one. I was the moderator of it, learned a lot out of it. And you can link to the recording on our website. I think it's well worth your time to watch just to learn what some of these scientists here in Nevada are doing. And in addition, we also want to mention that the competitive seed grants and the IRP program, we're also supporting UNR and UNLV graduate students that are supervised by DRI faculty with travel and enable 6 students to write their very first authored manuscripts. We are especially proud to report that despite the difficult economic climate of 2020, we have secured up 75% of the funds that are required to match a $1 million matching gift that's spread over 4 years by one of our trustees, by a private donor, a very generous one. And these funds will benefit, again, the IRP program, the Innovation Research Program, enabling us to continue funding these types of seedling and early career projects. Finally, the year was also successful for the Desert Research Corporation, which is wholly owned by the Desert Research Foundation. We successfully spun out its first company, it's 2Biomics. And while our cash position declined in fiscal 2020, our net position rose by 120% due to the investment in 2Biomics. So our trustees are engaged and excited about the future of DRI, and we look forward to the continuation of the initiatives that we've put forth into place and to support the sustainability and the success of DRI. So with that, we're open to any questions.
Tina, thanks for that annual report, and thanks for the teaser regarding the Nevada Medal ceremony that will be virtual. That sounds very interesting, so we all look forward to that. I have a motion from Regent Page.
It won't be lengthy. It's just about an hour long, so everybody has no excuse but to sit down, have a cocktail, cup of coffee, drink whatever it is, and join us.
Great, great. For your report, I have a motion to accept from Regent Page and a second, Regent Perkins. Seeing no questions, all those in favor of approving the report, please say aye.
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 Thank you. The motion passes. Going to item 3, the officers that we see listed here. Item 4 is the consent items. I have a motion from Regent McMichael and a second by Vice Chair Del Carlo. Seeing no questions, all in favor of the consent items, please say aye.
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 We will now go to item 5, new business. Seeing no new business, we go to public comment, item 6.
No public comment.
Thank you, Carrie. Again, Tina, thanks for the report. And we can adjourn from the DRI Foundation report.